Our candidate this morning running for the Mexico Board of Education is Mr. Eric Richardson, and I want to say good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt, and thanks for having me. You know, I want to start off by saying thanks to you and the other school board members. I mean, you guys have an uphill task, and I appreciate how well you've done with that.
Well, I appreciate you coming in and doing the interview this morning. We want to kind of just start off. We're asking everybody the same questions just to make it completely and totally fair. So the first question is just tell us a little bit about yourself and why you would like to serve on the Mexico Board of Education.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. You know, maybe the most important thing to know about me is that during my on-the-clock time and off-the-clock time, I'm up to my elbows in community development and rural economic development. And so, you know, I sit on the Main Street Mexico. I'm the president of the Main Street Mexico board, and I served on the museum, the historical museum board for a while. And so part of the reason that I'm running is that some of the same other active people in the community who have that same spirit, they reached out to me and asked me to run. And so, you know, why I want to run is the same reason that I want to serve on other volunteer opportunities in the community, and the same reason that I spend time learning and training. In fact, I'm headed to a conference later this month on rural economic development, is that effort to build the community and to see how all the pieces fit together.
Absolutely. I'll ask you also, do you have any things that you would like to see implemented within the Mexico School District that works well and that you would like to see here?
Yeah, I think, you know, interestingly enough, one of the things that I would like to see implemented is helping parents and community members have a better understanding of what the role of the board actually is, which is often different than what they think it is, and helping them to understand the ways that they can help and support both the board and the school, but the teachers and the staff. I mean, the people who have issues seem to find the path to make sure that they're being heard. But the people who like what's happening or who want to support and encourage what is happening, they don't always see the path toward being heard or toward lending support. So I'd love to see that kind of education happening so that people feel like they understand what their opportunity is.
I know a lot of people have a lot of ideas for the school district and what the school district can do better. Do you have any of those things in mind that maybe Mexico School District could do better?
Well, yeah, I mean, two things. One is that I want to make it clear that I don't think the role of a board member should be to come in with a particularly big agenda. I mean, we have, with the Super Bowl coming up, I mean, it's a great comparison. We have a quarterback, and the job of that's Troy, right? That's the superintendent. And in the classrooms, that's the teachers. And our job is to help them and to keep the noise from getting in their way. In terms of things that I think they're doing a particularly admirable job at, you know, it's not necessarily something I want to fix, but something I would love to step in and offer my skill set to help them keep growing, and that is teacher retention and recruitment and student retention. I know they've done a lot of work in the past few years, and some of it's really good work in a really challenging environment to help build those, and I want to see that keep happening because that's the backbone. Right. If we can't get teachers in and keep them happy and keep them moving forward, the whole thing comes down.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you kind of touched on it a little bit. That was my next question. What could what does the school district do well? You said that they do well with teacher retention. Anything else that you see that the Mexico School District does well?
Well, the other thing, I mean, it goes hand in hand with that. I have been impressed at how well they manage the complex financial structure. You know, that job of the board to help keep the financial resources and the facility resources and the textbooks coming in the door, I mean, that's challenging, and that's not necessarily a skill set that a lot of people have. So the fact that we've been able to hold ground and, you know, keep our bonds and our debt payments up and you know, get some incentives because we've done well with that, that's impressive, and that's, you know, that's very key. That, you know, I was talking about stuff that the board doesn't do, and that's something that the board has to do and has to be good at, and the better they are at that, the more leverage we can create to help make sure that we're right offering those salaries that bring teachers in and keep them, and offering training, but also things like, you know, I would like to see some stronger community outreach to building our pool of bus drivers and our pool of substitute teachers. I mean, those are two of those ways that the community can support. And so if we can figure out how to how to communicate that and get that pipeline created, that would be meaningful.
Sure. You know, I'm asking this question as well because it's somewhat of a crowded race, if you will. Five people are seeking two open seats. So what sets you aside from other candidates running for the Mexico School Board, if you will?
Thanks, Matt. And I haven't researched the other candidates a lot, but the two things I would point to, one is I have, for my career, off and on, I've been a teacher at different grade levels from kindergarten up through college. And so that's important because understanding what it's like to be the teacher in those situations helps to frame what it means to support them and to get them resources. And the other thing is that I also have an MBA and background in corporate finance. So when I talk about some of these other things that I would like to see the board continue to strengthen, like financial resources, I mean, I bring a set of skills to the table. So those two pieces together, I think, is kind of a unique combination.
For people that would like to know more about Eric Richardson, is there going to be a Facebook page or will you get yard signs for the campaign? How can people find out a little bit more?
Yeah, I don't know if I'll get a Facebook page up yet, but definitely be yard signs. There'll be some opportunities in the community to come out and meet with me and talk to me. Maybe I'll hold some coffee hours where people can sit down and share their perspective with me, because I want people to not just to learn about me, but to make sure that they're feeling heard. Oftentimes, it's very easy for us to notice the people who are comfortable stepping forward and standing up, and we miss hearing from the people that might have equally strong and insightful opinions but aren't as comfortable standing up or stepping forward. So taking the table to them, not just bringing them to our table, that's kind of the key.
Absolutely. Audrain County League of Women Voters normally holds their candidate forum a few days before the election. Whenever they reach out to you for the invitation, do you plan on attending that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that they do that. And I would encourage people, I mean, come out to those. Everyone I've been to has been relatively low attendance. Show up to that, even if you're one of those quiet people I talked about. Hear what other people are saying. Hear what the candidates are saying. See how they engage with each other and with the crowd. But that goes for the election too, right? I mean, municipal elections tend to be a smaller turnout, and you know, it's not a presidential year, so that's a smaller turnout. But show up. Get out there. April 8th, I think, is the elections. Turn out and make sure that, you know, I'm working to make sure you're getting heard. I need you guys to show up at the polls and make sure you're getting heard as well.
All right. I want to wish you the best of luck and certainly appreciate you stopping in and talking with us this morning.
Thanks again, Matt. I appreciate it. And I look forward to having more conversations.